The Arctic is home to about 20,000 known species, and a team of scientists is working on documenting them for the Arctic Biodiversity Assessment. The assessment is being conducted by the Arctic Council with the goal of describing the current state of the Arctic ecosystem. The lead scientist for the assessment was in Barrow recently to see the Alaskan Arctic firsthand. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Hans Mieltofte is a Danish ornithologist who specializes in shorebirds. This wasn't his first trip to the Alaskan Arctic, but even though he had seen it before, he had a hard time containing his excitement.
We saw on this trip alone, on only 10 days, we saw 26 species of shorebirds. And to give you an idea of what that is, we have 11 species in all of Greenland. So we saw more in 10 days than exist in Greenland at all. It is so rich out here that to me it's almost unbelievable to see those densities of birds and the variety.
Mieltofte says the Alaskan Arctic is so rich partly because its tundra is some of the southernmost that exists, and it wasn't covered by glaciers as recently as other parts of the Arctic.
This area, Alaska and northeasternmost Siberia, was not glaciated during the last glaciation, which means that a lot of species survived the last glaciation, as opposite to Greenland, which was almost totally ice-covered. And that, of course, has made a difference.
The Arctic Biodiversity Assessment is due out next year, and Mieltofte has the huge job of editing it. The document will probably come in at around 800 pages.
The Arctic Biodiversity Assessment is a kind of total review of all Arctic biodiversity, from single-celled organisms to blue whales, polar bears, anything, plants, insects, invertebrates in the sea, you name it.
The assessment is a desk study, so Mieltofte says it won't be uncovering any new Arctic species. And he says one of the conclusions of the assessment is that the Arctic is one of the least understood areas on the planet.
Of course, we know all the mammals, we know all the birds, but as soon as you go to invertebrates, to insects, to spiders, there are lots of unknown species. Each time you make a sample, you find new species.
Those holes in Arctic knowledge won't be filled immediately, but Mieltofte says he hopes the biodiversity assessment will serve as a baseline document. From there, he expects researchers will use the assessment as a starting point for filling in some of the gaps. He says he was encouraged by the number of international scientists he met on his trip to Alaska working to understand Arctic species. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.